Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on The Score.
Well, when I spend time with Trubisky, there's a lot to like, but his deep ball accuracy's got to improve. There's just too many shots downfield where the ball is off the field of play and it's not catchable. Got to correct this. He's got to improve his deep ball accuracy. He's got to be more aware in situations. The two-minute drill backed up. He had a safety against Georgia. Took another safety the following week. Some of the complex blitzes that Stanford gave him caused problems. He's an inexperienced one-year starter. He's going to take a little bit of time.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
The comments from John Gruden when Mitch Trubisky was drafted by the Bears after they traded up for him. This hour on The Score brought to you by Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. What are you laughing at?
Where are you going?
I was talking to a buddy of mine. We were texting about, it was during the Eagles-Cowboys game the other day. And he was a big believer in Dak Prescott. And so I was giving him some crap over how bad Dak has looked this year because he's been giving me crap over how much I believe in Mitch Trubisky.
Still?
Correct. Yeah. And this guy's a big Bears fan. He's a lifelong Bears fan. And he's like, you know, I'm coming around on Mitch, but I'll never come around on the trade. It's like the trade is unforgivable. And
oh boy.
Little PSA, because there's a lot of Bears fans, I think, that still, you either are that person or you know that person that can't get over the acquisition cost on Mitch Trubisky because of how good Mahomes and Watson have looked.
Right.
So it's like, even if Mitch was your guy, how could he have been that much more your guy than Mahomes and Watson? You could have took Mahomes or Watson at 3 if Mitch got took at 2. The trade doesn't matter anymore. It is completely and utterly irrelevant. Ryan Pace has signed a contract extension. You traded a 3rd and 2/4 to move up one spot. The Niners took Solomon Thomas at 3, who looks like just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin Kamara was picked with one of your draft picks, but that was traded from the Niners to another team.
Right.
And you weren't taking Alvin Kamara based on your investment at running back. And then the other two names that were included in those picks, Tedrick Thompson and Fred Warner. These are not household names.
No,
these are mid-round picks who will be out of the league in a couple of years.
I don't know much about those guys.
One of them was a linebacker from BYU, but I forgot whether or not it was Tedrick or Fred. Probably Fred. It's BYU. The point is, all that matters.
Oh, come on, you're profiling.
I was profiling there a little bit. All that matters is if Mitch is good. That's all that matters.
Well, at this, right, I would think at this juncture you would let that go, especially given everything you learned about how other teams felt about Trubisky on draft day. The Chiefs also loved him, and they liked him more than Mahomes, didn't they?
According to some, and now the Chiefs GM is pushing back against that reporting and saying that he was their number one guy that they would have taken over Miles Garrett, but who knows?
If you felt that rookie general manager John Lynch hoodwinked Bears GM Ryan Pace, I understand that. I kind of did too. I thought Ryan got taken advantage of by a first-year executive and looked bad in doing so, but he wanted his guy so much, and his guy is working out.
Well, and this is what Ryan Pace does. Like, that aggression.
He's a gambler.
He sees his guy and he puts a cost in his mind. And if he can get his guy for that cost or less, he goes out and gets him. It's biting him in the ass on Leonard Floyd. It's looking really good on Mitch Trubisky. And it's looking great on Khalil Mack.
He's covered his bitten ass on Leonard Floyd, though, by having good free agent signings and a trade and drafting another linebacker who all look like great players.
Well, the GM that trades up for Trubisky is the same GM that trades multiple first-round picks for Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
The GM that sits and waits and hopes that his quarterback falls to him at three is not the quarterback that makes the big trade for Khalil Mack. So you can have you can only have one way or the other.
Yeah, you have to pick a lane.
Right, you either get
choose.
You either get the aggressive guy who sees his target and goes out and gets him, trades up for Anthony Miller, trades up for Leonard Floyd, trades up for Mitch, trades for Khalil Mack, or you get the guy that trades down and stockpiles his pick and keeps passing the buck down the line. You've got the aggressive guy. You've got
and
the
I'm
guy
all
who,
for that. I
me
mean,
too.
You can get a 27-year-old proven player of the year on defense, and he was healthy when you made that trade. A proven commodity for two maybes, first rounders, maybe guys who will participate. Some of them do, some of them don't.
And I get the argument, hey, Ryan Pace has been good at finding mid-round talents to produce, so mid-round picks are how you build the depth of your team. What about Eddie Jackson? What about Bilal Nichols? What about Jordan Howard? What about Tariq Cohen? I get the argument. He didn't have a quarterback. He did not have a quarterback.
Right, right.
Like, and he thought this guy was better than the other guys. Now, he might be wrong on that, and that'll suck. But as long as Mitch is good, if you got Phillip Rivers and another team got Ben Roethlisberger and another team got Eli Manning, they're all still in the league 15 years from now.
I think that's accurate. Yeah, what's your buddy's name? Your buddy who's hung up on this trade. What's his name?
Last name's Boris. We call him Boris.
Boris. Yeah. Let's indict Boris. Let's give Boris a little adult education today. Boris, three words for you.
He's a passionate fan, Mr. Boris.
Let it go.
I'm with you.
Okay?
I'm with you.
It's time to move on and appreciate the now.
And I was just, I really think, like,
why would he be hung up on that? We're 9 games into year 2.
Well, because the argument is value, right? Your GM, everything's about value. You could have gotten Mitch at 3, and if you couldn't get Mitch at 3, you would have taken Mahomes or Watson at 3, and those guys don't look appreciably worse than Mitch. That's the argument.
Right.
But that's using hindsight.
Correct.
Like Ryan Pace didn't know that at the time. He didn't know if someone was going to trade up in front of him. And he's a scout. He scouted Trubisky as being better than those other
guys.
This
conversation happened over the weekend?
This conversation happened during Eagles-Cowboys. Was that Sunday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hours after Trubisky's best game as a professional.
That's why we were talking about it. We were texting back and forth.
Yeah, it was a nice performance in those first 4 drives where they scored touchdowns. That was really cool. But, man, that trade. what are you doing? What are you doing?
But I'm telling you, that's a part of the fan base that exists. And I really do think, like, you might not have gotten the best QB in that class. We'll be talking about Mahomes, Watson, Trubisky 10 years from now.
As long as Trubisky plays at a high level and is going to be, because he's en route to being the best quarterback in Bears franchise history. Now, that's not the highest achievement in the NFL.
No, but it's one of the lowest.
All you could have asked of him was to be the best in franchise history, and I would suggest to you, Boris, that he's going in that direction.
It's fun to say Boris, right?
It is.
Yeah, that's why I gave you the last name instead of the first
name. It's a good name to say in a condescending manner.
Yeah, oh, and he'll come back.
Is Danny friends with Scott Boris?
No.
Not that Boris.
B-O-R-I-S. Boris. Y-O is Boris. But yeah, it's...
Boris.
Boris and Natasha. Yes, one and the same. And so I was thinking about it.
Boris needs to let it go.
I think so.
Let him throw.
Let him throw. Oh, man. The Mitch album. It's true. The Mahomes album doesn't have the same ring to it. The Pat album?
No. The Mitch album, yeah.
The Mitch album.
Yeah, that works.
On a number of levels.
For the uninitiated, it wouldn't be a bad idea to give some of those a spin every now and again, at least in portion form.
Hey.
I'm all for it.
Whenever you want.
Yeah, I was busy moving metal last fall. I didn't get to hear every show, and I didn't get to hear every song on the Mitch album. In fact, I know very little of it, actually.
Well, and you never heard We Are the Bears. You never heard the final track.
No.
That we did when you were out at Cottage for a week. Yeah, the final track is...
Oh, did you punch it out while I was away in August?
Yeah, it's worthy of a spin.
That's amazing.
We hold the Bears.
Yeah, well, that's a real teaser.
That's good.
For we are the
That's
Bears.
I'm surprised word didn't spread up to Northwest Ontario. You know, someone didn't
I know.
Come out and find me.
It's,
hey.
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah. Did you hear the Mitch album has been completed?
It did well on the charts. It didn't go platinum. If you went platinum, it would have made it all the way up there to you. But yeah, just a little PSA. You'll enjoy Mitch a lot more if you don't constantly view it through the prism of the trade or Mahomes and Watson.
I understand the cynical Bears fan. I promise you, I've been through a lot of grief with this organization. It has been for many years, even during some good years, a difficult franchise to love because of some of the people involved in it and the decisions that the higher-ups have made that have been bad ones. It's easy to throw mud at the Bears for a long, long time. But this isn't the time. This is a time to say, you know what? There's a guy in charge who looks like he should be trusted at a very high level. There's a guy in charge who has, in 1 year, made the Bears among the best defensive teams. I shouldn't say 1 year because some of those guys have been here for a few years.
Yeah.
And in the case of Kyle Fuller, that was a Phil Emery draft pick. Pace wanted him so bad he matched the Packers' ridiculous offer, and it looks like it was the right thing to do, 100% the right thing to do. So give the guy a break. Give them some credit, Boris.
I think a lot of people enjoy, and I see it in our profession all the time, and I love being right as much as anybody, if not more than most people. But I think a lot of people do, like, I have enough self-awareness to admit that, but it's like you want to be right so much that you look for confirmation bias. And it's like there were a lot of people that were anti-Pace, there were a lot of people that were anti the trade and the pick of Mitch, and now when you look at what he's done, mm-hmm. Ryan Pace, it's like, okay, looks like he got a good QB. Looks like he got a good coach. Made a good trade on Khalil Mack. Made a good match on Kyle Fuller. Made a good non-match on Cameron Meredith. Made a good pick on Roquan Smith.
James Daniels is showing progress as a first-year player. He looked good Sunday.
Anthony Miller looks good.
Anthony Miller looks like a game. Yes.
Eddie Jackson terrific. Looked good. Tariq Cohen looks good. Trevathan looks good.
Yes.
Hicks looks good.
Yes.
At some point, right. There's like four guys here that predate Ryan Pace.
That's why I got Simba today on the Bears Pro Bowl. I'm wondering how many Bears Pro Bowlers you're going to see this year. And most of them, Ryan Pace finds. It's been a while since the Bears have had multiple players participate in a Pro Bowl. Hopefully they'll be busy getting ready for Atlanta and don't have to slum it in Orlando on the 27th of January, that Sunday night, even though Joe Witt, Boog, and Lease are going to be there for the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Then we gotta go.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the draw, right? We can see Boog in his hovercraft.
Yeah. Boog's on his Mad Max machine, even poolside for some reason, blocking everyone's view.
Boog takes this everywhere. So lazy. Thought he's a pro athlete. Let's get Ed in on the conversation. Ed, thanks for calling the Score.
No problem. Hey, Danny Mac, I like your defining what a comp is. And we've had this conversation among some friends. And when you look at the body type, the types of throws, everything, and then you kind of project out to what this guy's good career. I can't get past Rich Gannon. He reminds me a lot of Rich Gannon, the way he moves in the pocket, the kind of throws he makes. And when you look at Rich Gannon's good games, they look very similar to what Mitch's good games have looked like.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's an interesting comp. Gannon had some years where he was really, really productive.
Gannon was a league MVP.
I was just going to say, he won an MVP.
Unfortunately, he encored his MVP season by setting the Super Bowl single-game record for most interceptions thrown when the Buccaneers clipped him five times. But Rich
That'll
Gannon
happen.
Was a very productive NFL player. That's not bad. Yeah, if he can be an MVP and just get one of them, that'll work.
Matt Ryan.
Then Boris can stop his whining about a draft choice 2 years ago.
Bob in West Chicago's on the Score. What's up, Bob?
Well, it's not so much talking about the comp on Trubisky, but I was born and raised Green Bay. I've had a good football life.
Yes, you have.
Yes, a very, very good football life. But before this season started, had I thought in week 11, I'd be hoping for Minnesota to beat the Bears.
Right.
To keep the division within reach.
Right.
That I don't even know how.
You're choked up about
even
it.
Expand on that. I mean, It's amazing that, and I've become obsessed with rebuilds. I've matured as a person. I used to be a big smack talker in football, and I had a lot of fuel because I was Green Bay versus, you know, the Bears. But now it's, you know, you guys want to beat the Packers. That's kind of important to Chicago. But in a way, haven't you already done that? In the fact that we are hoping Minnesota beats you to keep the division.
You're saying that all of a sudden Packers fans have respect of the Bears, and that shocks you because you've never respected the Bears.
I love the rebuild. I'm so in tune to listening. I love listening to you guys, and I love the process of the rebuild, and I really think it's going well.
Yeah, not everybody gets a Hall of Fame quarterback for a quarter century.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and then after that, another one. You know, it's like you go from one to the next, and it's like, you know, I've been spoiled.
Thanks,
you know,
Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call.
Since
you're
going to the toilet paper capital of the world,
the Fort Howard Paper Company. Les knows his Green Bay commerce, the number one employer in town. Yeah, the toilet paper town. I'm Les. Yeah. Have fun working with him.
All right, hold on a second. Yeah, I got some words for Eli Manning, too. You got harsh words for Boris. I got some words for Eli Manning. This guy is going to make me do overnights with Les. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
He gets the shotgun snap. He looks left. He throws a line drive pass, a leaping two-handed falling down. Catch at the goal line pylon. Touchdown! Touchdown to Shepherd! What a catch and what a throw!
Oh, I love the Monday Night Football theme, Danny Parkins.
Yeah.
I have since grade school when it first debuted.
It'd be nice if Monday Night Football still felt like a big game.
Well, it didn't last night because you got two teams who won't be playing in January and one of them that went in 1-7.
And I bet on a 1-7 team.
Yeah. Good for you.
What an idiot I am.
The Giants?
Oh, that's not the Niners?
The Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got their second win.
Yeah, my bad. You're right.
You had the Niners.
Yeah, I had the Niners. That's what I meant.
Yeah,
what's their record?
Yeah, I think they've got two wins.
Yeah,
three, is it?
I bet on the guy in his second start against the quarterback with two Super Bowls.
I did, too.
Now, you bet on the Niners, too?
Yes, I did. I didn't keep the axiom in mind, the axiom, maxim. Keep your money in your pocket. I wanted to have a rooting interest, so I gave away half of my Sunday earnings.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, still up, though. That's the justify part, you know?
I felt...
Rationalize it.
I watch Eli Manning, and I just see smoke and mirrors. Like, I have no idea how he covered in that Falcons game. He couldn't blow a cover in a bye week, and I have no idea how he covered last night. Like, I maintain that it's a winning proposition to bet against this guy every start the rest of his career. But
especially that kind of six-hour flight, you'd think, yeah.
But I'm 0-2 since I've said it. So yeah. Eli Manning just continues to cost me money.
Well,
he's my Chargers for you.
Yeah, I have had a Chargers problem, not this year. Gone back to him this year and have been glad that I have. But I was on the wrong end of that last night, and you're going to have to warm up to the idea that when he finally decides, and it's probably going to be after this year, I would suspect, he's had enough, the five-year clock begins ticking on when he will stand at... No, he will. He's going to stand at that...
first ballot Hall of Famer.
He's going to be standing at that lectern, and he's going to be telling everybody what it's nice, how cool it is to be the second-best Manning brother who ever played the quarterback position, and thank you very much for the Hall of Fame enshrinement, because he's going in. He's going.
Begrudgingly... except that he's probably making it because he beat
probably?
The Patriots twice in a Super Bowl, and his last name is Manning, and he's in New York. But first ballot Hall of Famer?
He might not get there on the first ballot, but I promise you he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's got two Super Bowl MVPs. I'm not his biggest fan, but there have been some guys who wound up getting there once and won the Super Bowl MVP, like Phil Simms,
yeah,
who's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't think.
I don't either. He's not very good.
Joe Flacco's not going to the Hall of Fame.
He had two great yes. runs. One Super Bowl
championships.
One Super Bowl carried by his defense. One year he's 9-7 and makes the Super Bowl. A miracle helmet catch.
Yeah.
He is
Tyree, right?
Yeah. So spectacularly average and has been for a long time. If he wasn't in New York and his last name wasn't Manning, we would never talk about this.
His first Super Bowl run included three consecutive road victories.
Very impressive. Impressive.
Yes, to go on the road in the playoffs and win three straight weeks, sullying Brett Favre's final game in a Green Bay Packer uniform when he threw his final pass was completed to Giants cornerback Corey Webster.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so Eli Manning is going to the Hall of Fame. There are guys in there whose numbers are far less impressive than his are. Now, they are from different eras. Joe Namath threw more interceptions than he did touchdowns.
Correct.
Because of his signature moment walking off the field in Miami after Super Bowl III, that's the indelibly etched image in NFL history, as much as any.
Troy Aikman.
I want to kiss you.
Oh, she's kissable.
Troy Aikman, season-high touchdowns, 28, I believe. But he's got three Super Bowls.
Yes, he has three Super Bowls, and I think I know he's got at least one Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, Larry Brown won one against the Steelers,
and Emmitt Smith got
and Emmitt Smith
as well
got one. So three Super Bowl wins, one MVP, and Troy Aikman is a Hall of Famer,
right? And you know, Bob Greasy got there three times, only won two of them. Only won two of them, but did it as a field general. Did it completing 8 of 14 passes. You know, they just gave the ball to Zonka and Kick and Mercury Morris, and Greasy goes to the Hall of Fame.
I don't love doing the analysis on that stuff with rings, like. And it's everybody.
It comes down to it, though. At that position, it's going to come down to it.
Does it have to, though? Like, there's so many other ways to measure quarterback play and quarterback impact.
But when you do it twice, you got to respect that.
It's not that I don't respect that he won the Super Bowls. Like I said, those two runs, you can't take them away. He beat the Patriots in Super Bowls twice. It's remarkable. Was he ever the best player or one of the three best players in the league at a given time? And I don't think I think there are more seasons where he was outside the top 10 than seasons where he was in the top three. He was in the golden age of quarterbacking.
Right.
And he's
not in the top tier.
And he just happened to win two Super Bowls.
Just happened to.
I don't know if happened to win two Super Bowls.
He just put on the uniform and recreated. Simba, you heard the man. He just happened to win.
I just can't wait to be king.
You have a theme song, Eli. How about that?
Eli just can't wait to be king. No more Mitchie. No more Lawrence.
He is.
Boston Sox pregame.
He is sixth.
Flagship.
He is sixth all time in passing yards. And Tanny brought up a good point. He's probably going to get passed up by the Roethlisbergers, the Rivers over the next few years if he does retire. But it's still impressive right now.
That was a good point by me. I agree with you, Eli.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've rather a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
What?
No one's saying stop that.
Free to talk the socks all day. I could sing Lion King until we said goodnight.
Oh, that's great.
They'll line up for that.
They sure will.
Eli Manning also has played in 220-some games or something like that, and longevity counts in the minds of the voters. It does.
I'm not saying
it's right, but they're going to vote the dude in. He will be voted into the Hall of Fame. And you know who else is going? Frank Gore's going. We had that conversation Dolphins week, and I kind of was, he might be going. He's going. He's fourth all time.
Oh, same class, maybe? That's a show trip.
Oh, that's, yes.
I'm boycotting the Hall of Fame
if
that happens.
You'll take
Frank
a month off.
Gore.
This time you'll go to Europe and stay.
That will be the goal. So Rivers is making it, right?
Yes. Philip Rivers probably will be in the Hall
you
of Fame.
You can't put Eli in and not put Rivers in, because then you're saying it just comes down to rings.
You're
and
right.
It's a team
you're
sport
right.
because Rivers is better at every category.
You're right. You're correct.
Okay.
I never have watched Eli Manning and felt like I was watching one of the best at his position ever. Not even in the top tier.
Brady better, Peyton better, Breeze better, Rodgers better.
Favre
better. Did I say Roethlisberger?
No.
Roethlisberger
let's throw him
better.
In there. Yes.
Rivers better.
Yes.
That's seven over the course of his career.
Matt Ryan better. Matt Ryan is a better NFL quarterback, has been.
Then, if you were going Matt Ryan, we got to go.
Well, you don't have a lot of regard for Matt Ryan, though.
No, but then we got to go Russell Wilson. You should probably go Tony Romo. You should go, I'll take Romo over Eli.
I know you will.
I'll take Romo over Eli to win a game tomorrow. Like tomorrow, out of the broadcast booth. Eli stinks.
How many playoff games did Romo win?
Like one. I think.
Did he even win one?
Yeah, well, he beat the Lions before the Dez.
Everyone beats the Lions, though. That doesn't count.
Yeah, right. No, evidently. Evidently.
You know what's crazy with Philip Rivers is he's never missed a start.
He's awesome.
And he has eight kids.
Also something that people mention every time he comes up. Never missed a start. Eight kids, better than Eli Manning, not going to the Hall of Fame because his name isn't Manning.
Eli's got that scared to death look on his face when things aren't going his way, too, doesn't he? I mean, he does not exude confidence.
No.
He looks scared when the bullets are flying.
Because he knows the truth. He knows that there's a horseshoe up his you-know-what, and that he was born. He's the third best Manning. I'm willing to say he's better than Cooper at quarterback.
Oh, that's big
I'm
of
willing,
you.
That's what I'm willing. You know what?
Thanks for noting that Eli Manning has a higher quarterback rating than John Elway, Warren Moon, and Johnny Unitas.
Yeah, well, now do that for the era in which he played. Those guys didn't play
Elway
in the 2010s.
screw Unitas. That era with leather chin straps
Johnny
doesn't
Unitas.
Count.
Yes. Talking about passer rating.
Who is he?
Finally, people are no longer talking about the Johnny Unitases and Y.A. Tittles of the world. Finally, they have removed those names from their consciousness when they discuss these things.
Yeah, because we're living in a golden age of quarterbacking. And because of two nice playoff
runs. Well, and really,
runs.
from the late 80s on, mid-80s if you want to, because Marino was a part of that, and Joe Montana.
Yeah, but like even like looking back, like when I was growing up, and I remember, you know, Aikman and Young and Favre and those guys.
And you were growing.
Yeah, I was a kid, man.
I know. I have to remind myself, when you hear I Just Can't Wait to Be King, you watched it in diapers.
Yeah, I was a child when Lion King came out. Best kids movie of my childhood.
Fantastic film.
It really is.
Great musical, too. Yes, we know Eli won two Super Bowls. That's what started the conversation. Thanks.
Eli Manning.
That is the conversation.
That is the whole conversation.
Two Super Bowl wins, two Super Bowl MVP awards. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
One of those MVPs, they scored 17 points in the game, and they just had to give it to someone, so they gave it to the quarterback. It's
Why
not
didn't
like,
they give it to somebody on the defense if that's such a low scoring affair?
Should've.
Why didn't
Justin
Michael
Tuck
Strahan?
Had a big game that
way. Justin
yeah.
Tuck
should have been Justin Tuck. We live in a just world. Keep Eli out of Canton.
Keep not our Eli.
No.
Simba.
Simba
can go to Canton whenever he wants.
You're a Hall of Famer in my book.
Very sweet.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves currently have the number 1 and 2 scoring leaders in the AHL. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Iowa at 7 and Sunday at 3 against Manitoba. Enjoy discounted concessions and free parking this season, courtesy of the 2019 Kia Sportage. You know what we need? We need Mike McCarthy to get fired, the Giants to cut Eli Manning, and those guys to team up somewhere next season. That's what we need.
An NFL field?
Yeah, Mike McCarthy to coach Eli Manning.
No, we don't need that.
That's what we need.
No, Manning needs to walk away. Goober Jr. needs to call it a fine career and stop playing football. In fact, even it's not going to get better than it was last night for him. He throws the game-winning touchdown pass to Odell Beckham, his second touchdown reception of the night. 49ers almost come back and win it on their last possession. Boy, last team with the ball wins in that scenario last night. That's just how it was going when you watched the fourth quarter. And best to walk away. National television audience just saw you author a road victory. Walk away. Just walk away.
Eli Manning is Andy Dalton with rings.
Oh, boy. Speaking of Andy Dalton.
Yeah. I just wanted to let that one marinate.
Did you see the help the Bengals have coming in? Hugh Jackson is joining forces with Marvin Lewis.
Yes.
Just every time I see a story like that, I think of when Tommy was made in Goodfellas. We got him now. Hugh Jackson's coming to Cincy. The Queen City is in store for a revival of sorts.
It's an employable man, evidently.
We got him now.
More of your reaction coming. Kendall Gill at 4 on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Two-time Super Bowl winning champion. He has not won a playoff game, but he's been there. I think he's absolutely a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's correct. He doesn't have a playoff win outside of those Super Bowl runs, but he's been to the playoffs outside of those Super Bowl runs. I mean, listen, the stats, when you put him up against, you know, guys in the top 10, he's there with the yards and the touchdowns and whatnot. But I understand what you're saying, Boog, and many say that, okay, the two great runs.
Right.
But then there he is at 223 starts now, 112, 110, the way the back end is finishing up here. But obviously the numbers and the two rings, I mean, yeah. I would think he's going to end up in Canton.
For the quarterbacks, they're all judged by that.
Right.
If you win it or did you not.
He's facing jail time, potentially.
Not Eli, someone else.
Do you think Jay Cutler's a Hall of Famer?
No.
He has a higher quarterback rating than Eli Manning.
I know, but it was well stated right there by our Monday night crew.
I know.
In professional football, the quarterback position is judged largely on postseason success.
Just because something is judged one way doesn't mean that's the right way to judge it. Like, it's a
take it up with the voters. There's only 55 of them. I think.
Yeah. I'll get my word out to all of them.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be that way. It's a team game. Like, if Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl in 2 years, would we say that Joe Flacco is a Hall of Famer?
I think a lot of people would start to stir that conversation because he's
really
won two. Yeah, two Super Bowls will do that.
Okay. That's not where I want my football analysis to live, but I guess that's the world in which I live, and I can't change the world. I'm on a mission to civilize.
The Tess went into it last night, too. Other than those two Super Bowl runs.
Yeah.
Other than those two. Right. Other than those two.
Two measly Super Bowls. I mean, one, two.
Two measly Super Bowls.
And they were good Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They were good Super Bowls. I'll grant him that. 312-644-6767 in Logan Square. Brandon is on the score. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to, first off, I'm a lifelong Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. So you saying that there's a chance of Eli Manning and Mike McCarthy joining up scares the crap out of me, because we definitely have a history of overpaying overrated backup or veteran players.
Yeah, that could happen in Tampa. Guys. I could see that.
Second, I just wanted to, get you guys' thoughts on this. Like, there's a clear discussion or comparison that can be made between NFL quarterbacks and whether or not they'll get into the Hall. Like, I don't want to live in a world where Joe Flacco is a Hall of Fame quarterback, but Eli Manning, to me, very clearly is. But yet, John Lester, who has three World Series rings for two, massive franchises with droughts and whatnot, is still only the Hall of Very Good. So I'm just curious, like, what do you guys think is the main difference there, and why the baseball has this very seemingly more prestigious acceptance for the Hall of Fame versus the NFL, where any major name you can think of from the past 30 or 40 years is probably in the Hall of Fame already?
It's a good question. I think it's because the numbers in baseball are much more, like, easily comparable across the board. Like, it's easier to compare numbers from the 70s to the 90s to the aughts or whatever.
That's very true. Plus, you get more numbers, too, because you play a lot more, you know, you have an opportunity to appear in more games.
Yeah, so it's more about number of strikeouts.
Lester's postseason success is going to earn him a lot of votes.
He'll get consideration. Yeah, three rings, three high-profile titles for the two cities. I don't think that should matter. Like, it's... like, if Eli Manning won those two Super Bowls instead for the New York Giants, if he won them for the Tampa Bay Bucks, I think a lot fewer people would put him in the Hall of Fame, even though he had the two rings.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make much sense to me either. that the city in which you play should garner extra attention mm-hmm. for the Hall of Fame. But if I had to bet on Lester, I'd bet against him making the Hall of Fame.
I'd have to, you know.
255 career postseason record, but shy of 200 wins. And I know wins and losses aren't in vogue, but not right. What did he actually finish at right there? I don't want to quote numbers that I don't remember off the top of my head, but he's like Andy Pettit, like Hall of very, very good. Yeah, 177 wins for Lester in his career. Never won a Cy Young, five-time All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
Just very solid player, very big good. Game
See,
pitcher.
I would suggest that Manning has similar, you know, words come out of our mouths to describe what Eli Manning has been, but those Super Bowl chances. So you only got one quarterback. To win a World Series, you get 3, 4, 6, 7 pitchers who contribute to that. Only one quarterback engineers a run to the Super Bowl. Other than those two runs to the Super Bowl,
yeah.
When he beat everybody on the road, other than those 6 wins, what's he done?
Yeah. I mean, he has led the NFL in interceptions 3 different years, Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Led it in touchdowns exactly 0 times.
He's not been a perfect player. I don't think anybody would suggest he has been. It never once occurred to me that when I watched Eli Manning play, we're watching one of the top 5 at his position at that time. Not once.
So that should be disqualifying.
The championship.
Because it's an individual award.
They will loom. The championships.
And does every player who won 2 Super Bowls for the Giants get in, but it's because he was Super Bowl MVP?
MVPs help. A few people have said Plunkett won a pair. That's not true. Plunkett won the MVP in Super Bowl 15 when the Oakland Raiders beat the Eagles in their first Super Bowl appearance in New Orleans, and then Marcus Allen won it the next time they won the Super Bowl. So I don't Plunkett didn't win 2.
Texter writes in, Danny, if Aaron Rodgers retired after this season, is he a Hall of Famer? Yes, first ballot.
Yeah.
First ballot.
Yeah, yeah.
Best of his era for a considerable period of
because
time.
Because other than his one Super Bowl run, he's done awesome. Some other things.
Yeah. He's consistently awesome for a decade. Yeah, that puts him in. In St. Charles, Bill is on the score. What's up, Bill?
Wow, we're in a weird place, aren't we, fellas? We got Packer fans calling in and reminding Bears fans that the Bears are atop the NFC Central and providing desperately needed perspective, huh? Kind of a weird day.
Yeah, well, they call it the North now, but you're
yeah,
old
the North,
school.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Mitch comparisons that, you know, and your friend, Park, that's got the issue with the trade still.
Boris.
I guess I would say, yeah.
Boris the boob.
I guess reverse the roles, okay? Go back and switch them out. You know, have them have Pace take Mahomes and Trubisky over to the Chiefs and have everything play out exactly the same. They're probably exactly at the same place that they are. You know, Trubisky...
that's so tough to know.
It is, but Trubisky and the whole entire Bears offense are halfway through a season with this offense, where Mahomes is, you know, a year and a half in, but the whole rest of the Kansas City Chiefs offense has had years with this offense. So, yeah, he looks great. Yeah, he looks awesome. His numbers are better, but there's a lot of things at play there, and I'm not ready to hang a gold jacket on him just yet.
Yeah, no question.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's impossible to know how much better Mitch would look if he sat for a year behind Alex Smith and played in the same offense 2 years in a row and had Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt and Kelsey and Watkins and Andy Reid and the entire thing. Adam Schefter is now reporting Chiefs-Rams has been moved from Mexico City to Los Angeles due to poor field conditions.
Good.
At Stadium
Good.
Azteca.
I feel bad for all those who made plans to either vacation in Mexico City or all the locals there who lost out on the opportunity for commerce, but the NFL did the right thing. If the playing surface was not going to be deemed safe, there's no reason to ask those guys to participate. So the Rams get a home game at home.
Yeah, 2 of my good friends from Kansas City have tickets going to the game, non-refundable plane tickets, and they're gonna go and just stay committed to it. They've been tweeting about it as this news has been broken.
They're still going to Mexico City, huh?
They're just going to go to Mexico City on vacation, and hey, we paid for the plane tickets, we paid for our hotel room. What are we going to do?
Unlike Michael Jordan, I did not major in geography, so Michael's great answer, why'd you major in geography? I like to know what things are. How far is Mexico? I don't understand Mexican geography. How far is that from Tijuana? Is it like 15 hours, or is it?
I think it's far. Tijuana's right at the border. Mexico
right,
City is more
of San Diego.
Yeah,
right?
Mexico City's more central.
South central, I think.
Yeah, in Mexico, so that'd be pretty far.
Okay, so your buddies can't go to a donkey show.
No, they will just be partying in Mexico City.
Yeah,
and
they can get in trouble there.
They'll have plenty
of
fun.
They're your friends. I'm sure they'll find a way to get themselves thrown in jail.
Well, I'm just I'm considering, like, man, are you guys going to pay and just change your tickets to go to L.A.? But it looks like they're going to just stay committed and go party in Mexico City.
Yeah. They still have bullfights in Mexico. I would never attend one.
Because it's barbaric?
I don't want to see either one win.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. No, thank you.
Would you go to the running of the bulls?
No.
Same thing?
Running of the Jew, if I were in Kazakhstan.
Yeah, of course. Right. Of course, as one is wont to do. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Not even offended.
Would you go to a bullfight?
So probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, I probably would. Just
root for the bull?
Yeah, when in Rome. It's like, you root for the car crash in NASCAR. It doesn't make you feel good about yourself, but that's what you're there for.
The great Chicago columnist Mike Royko once angered Racing America by suggesting the Indianapolis 500, before Daytona took over, is interesting only when drivers are killed and maimed. So
well, I'm not rooting for that.
Yeah, but you like the crashes, and that comes with it oftentimes.
Not often. The vast majority of them they walk away from. I'm not rooting for the barbaric crashes. I'm rooting for the crashes with the cars flip a bunch of times and they walk away.
Yeah, I don't favor anything that is a so-called sport that has to do with animals being harmed.
That makes sense.
As a sport, now you say, well, what about hunting and fishing? You're harvesting the meat. I don't know what purpose there is for killing a bull.
Do the bulls die in a bullfight?
Yeah.
I don't believe that to be the case, right? Every time? I don't think that's true. I thought that you guys ride the bull until the bull stops
no,
bucking.
No, that's the rodeo. That's not a bullfight. Oh. That's the rodeo.
I would go to a rodeo.
Sometimes the bull gets traded to New Orleans.
And then he becomes a pelican and he can fly.
We'll talk to Kendall Gill. He's a former bull. Now a rodeo. I'm so stupid. Next on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.